No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith for Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today. For Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Happy holidays to you. We are in a festive mood. Help yourself to the eggnog there, Ed.
Does it have booze in it?
Are you kidding me? What's the main ingredient? Come on. We're not flying. We can drink to our heart's content.
Yeah.
And being that Keith doesn't really drink and he's not here, we got that entire bowl to ourselves. So dip that, you know, Christmas vacation moose glass into the bowl and go at it, my friend.
Have at it, boys.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, my friend. Now, you're back in St. Louis, though, right, Keith? So you're still working, even though we are in the holiday season. Am I right?
That is correct. I am back in St. Louis.
Okay.
So at least for this week.
For this week, well, and then you'll settle down for next week. Is that the deal?
Well, no. Next week, I have to go to California.
Okay. Really? Okay, so
the left coast.
Left coast. After shooting Rudolph last week.
Well, actually, that's where we left off. He was out stalking the deer.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened.
The deer got away.
The deer got away. Well, thank God, because, you know, all the good little boys and girls, they had sent us all these emails. Most of them were hate letters, actually. but they weren't real happy when they heard that you were trying to shoot Rudolph, just to, you know, put meat on the plate there last week. And where were you exactly?
Well, you know, I this long, lanky body of mine has to have quite a large quantity of food. Would you agree, Ed?
Yes, I agree. I will never live that down, and I do know that. He's referring to our Sun and Fun camping when I didn't bring enough food.
Right. Of course. Yes. When he started looking at the attendees, like, started licking his lips. You know, Keith hasn't eaten enough. It's kind of like that movie In the Heart of the Sea. They start eating each other to survive. That's what he kind of had that same look on his face.
Why do you think I haven't camped with you guys since?
Well, good point. Good point. But
you can come again, Ed. Just bring enough food. That's all.
I understand.
All right. So, but where were you trying to shoot, Rudolph last week when you were hunting? What part of the country? Where were you?
I was in southeastern Ohio.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know. Maybe Rudolph just doesn't hang there. But you did see something because you had to leave the show when we were talking to you on the phone and give the phone to Lenny. Your hunting buddy, and he tried to.
Did you say honey or hunting?
Well, it could have been one and the same in Ohio. I don't know.
You know, you did not pronounce that T very well, and I
no,
want to get that straight.
He did not. I think that was intentional.
Yes. Okay. Well, regardless, you missed
it. It was my hunting buddy.
Okay.
And he was driving our four wheeler.
Yeah.
And as we came around a corner, a doe jumped out. Mm-hmm. And took off running, and she went down into a ravine, and so I went after her.
Yeah.
But I did not find her. So.
Okay. You're like, here, Vixen, here, Comic, here, Cupid. Yeah. Were you yelling for them to kind of use that, you know, as a attractant?
No, because that doesn't work well with deer.
Oh, okay.
Not the four-legged kind, anyway.
All right, just reindeer. These were just regular Ohio deer, I guess.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
So you need to be very quiet with them or they run away.
Okay, I guess so.
See, that's the reason the sound of the four-wheeler, she ran away. So.
Ah, all right. Well, makes sense. All right, but you're back to work making up for, you know, that bastardization of the holidays last week. And then you're off to the left coast where you've been banned from the country or from this side of the country or what? Why are you heading out to California?
I am heading out to California to do some recruiting, some pilot recruiting out there at a flight school.
Oh, which school?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Okay.
They haven't told me yet. They just told me I'm going. And so.
Okay, boss.
Sure you're not getting punked or something?
Well,
Usually,
I may very well get punked. You know, just I mean, I did when I got back to the office.
Yeah.
My office was completely trashed when I got back. So
that sounds
which totally explains why no work got done last week, because everybody was working at trashing my office.
Okay.
So you know.
All right, that just goes with the territory with the folks you work with there in St. Louis, I guess.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Fair enough. All right, well, you're heading off to the left coast, and you're going to work with some pilots. I have to bring you guys back into my world, because this week, you know.
Because it is all about Greg.
Please.
Hello? Come on.
It's all about Greg.
You know, it's the time of giving, which means giving me some better ideas. And
that time is done.
No.
That was last week.
It's 365 days a year. This is into effect. So, but no, honestly, I'm in kind of my travel planning mode right now as the holidays kind of slow down for some of my diving and boating activities from our other shows that we do. And I'm planning my travel schedule for 2016, and a lot of this travel entails air travel to some islands and up to New York. I got to get up to New York for a couple of
big events.
I
thought he wasn't going to do any traveling next year. Didn't he? Isn't that what he told us?
No, I never said that.
Yeah, no. You said that you were going to get back into flight training.
I am going to get back into flight training, but I still got to travel for other things, too. I'm supposed to go to the Maldives in August. I got to go to New York City at the end of March. So, I mean, I have special events already scheduled for 2016 that I'm going to have to, get squared away. Now, I do have the first quarter of 2016 opened up a little bit right now. So that's what I'm talking about as far as plugging in some flight training there.
Keywords there being right now.
Right now.
And so, you know, I'm saying they're going to get filled up and there won't be any flight training.
Okay, well, whatever. Let's just talk about me.
What odds, Ed?
Odds? Should we start a poll on the Facebook page?
I think we should. Let's start a Just Plain Radio odds.
Now, look, you guys are trying to steer the direction of this conversation, and this is not the on the flight plan.
But
you're deviating.
We never have a flight plan, Greg. Remember?
No, we do.
We just wing it. Like,
no, yeah, okay. Well, that's true, too. But let's get back on track, because I want to talk.
So, Greg, since I'm not on Facebook, Ed, can you handle that?
I can handle that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Work your little odds, you minions or whatever the heck you are. Okay, look. But here's
is
the thing.
Is Greg talking?
I want to find out, because I started looking at all the, you know, the cost of flights, especially this trip to the Maldives. By the way, it's going to cost a fortune.
Well, it's halfway around the world.
It is. So I'm starting to think that I might be getting into this area where maybe I can, find some open legs or something and do a little around the world kind of travel with some charter jets. And the reason I bring this up is
I'm sitting over here in St. Louis. And
no, listen,
you,
listen. Now, Abington.
Talk about open legs.
Abington, our friend from the Abington Watch Company, is in St. Bart's as we speak right now.
Yeah.
And if things go as planned, we're going to try to connect to her before the end of the show. But I was talking to her before we started the broadcast today, because she has a layover in her Caribbean air travels. She's going to be over in St. Bart's for a few days, and she's doing this new program where she's going to try to survive on $100 on a Caribbean island for two or three nights.
And she's a girl. She can do it.
Well, okay. That may
you
play to her advantage.
You could not do it.
Well, I could, but I'd be sleeping on the beach with all the no-see-ums and God knows what else.
Yeah.
But obviously, she has the advantage of being a commercial captain or co-pilot, and she's getting this real cheap airfare stuff. But just the fact that she brought this up, I started thinking, well, wait a minute. I've seen these things online where the charter companies are advertising open, you know, seat or open leg, you know, options to hop on board a plane fairly cheap on one of these private jets or something. And I'm thinking, well, hey, maybe if I have the flexibility and time, maybe I can work some kind of angle. And I don't know. Have you ever done this kind of stuff, Keith? Have you ever worked that angle, or is that an option or what?
Well, it's certainly an option for you.
Yeah.
I personally have not done it. No.
Okay.
I don't think
do you have to be a pilot or co-pilot like Abington to You know, they have some kind of sharing opportunity between
now,
pilots.
As an airline pilot, that's right. completely different.
That's Keith, a different ballgame.
Keith
yeah.
can fly, and this is how you get back and forth to St. Louis every week. He has airline right. pass benefits. He can climb up in the cockpit.
Now, wait a minute. I thought it was compromising photos of the pilot that he keeps in his briefcase. And like, hey, you better let me on this plane. You don't want these getting out. No,
what
that isn't.
What are you talking about?
I'm just
you are on the wrong show.
Yeah, he is.
I thought that's how you were finagling a seat on those planes. But you're saying it's some kind of business relationship?
Well, it is. The airlines have what's called jump seat agreements.
Okay.
To allow their pilots to get back and forth to work.
All right. Is that what Abington's talking about, or is that something totally different, you think?
Well, she might be talking about that. I don't know. We'll have to ask her if we connect with her on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this and maybe give you an idea to get around on your own private jet yourself. That's coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg and co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith, with Flight Training Professionals. Merry Christmas to you. Hopefully you're having a good time. And maybe you're going to be traveling around the country to see relatives, friends. You're going to be flying. Are you going to fly your own plane, or are you going to just fly commercial?
I can't beat the price on Allegiant. Direct flight to Lexington. Three people.
Well, what if you found an open end seat there
I could match that price in a corporate jet, I'd do it.
Well, what do they do? I mean, out of Orlando Executive Airport, they got jets coming in all the time. And I found some company that, they sell this. I found this online. Mm-hmm. And they sell open legs.
Yeah.
And, they're flying from Orlando, New York, God knows where else. I would imagine the bigger airports or more popular cities, there's more open legs for because people have to get to that place.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of that coming out of South Florida up into New York. There's a lot of jets moving back and forth in that area.
Now, I got to fly to New York City and at the end of March. Mm-hmm. So I've already got one leg covered because I had to get a Sunday flight back to Orlando. But I'm a little flexible on going up on Wednesday. So I'm thinking,
Just sign up to their site and see if they had anything?
Well, I looked, but I figured, hey, I know you guys. You know people. And, I mean, Keith, you know anybody who would just pick me up? Could I, hitchhike or something like that? Or become a jet
everybody
hitchhiker?
That I know, Greg, you've been banned from all their airplanes.
Well. What if I use an alias? What if I know Keith. I know Keith from Just Plain Radio.
Oh, well, then you're definitely banned.
Okay. explains it. But, I mean, I don't know. How does this work? I mean, if I just went over and hung out at Atlantic, right?
Well,
you could. What happens is a lot of people will charter an airplane, and they want to go someplace, but the airplane doesn't make any money at all when it's sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
They only make money when they're in the air. So if somebody, say, comes from New York down to Orlando, and they're going to be there for 3 or 4 days, that airplane sitting there doesn't make any money for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So if they can get the airplane to make some revenue from Orlando, they'll sell those legs to somebody like yourself and try and move that airplane, make it some money, and then get it back to Orlando to take the people back home if they have done a round trip. If they haven't done a round trip, they're just trying to get the airplane back to where it's based out of, where they know that they can get it. So there's multiple different ways that it can work.
Now, when you say you're in New York and you want to charter a jet to come see Mickey Mouse in Orlando, you call up the charter operator and say, I've got five people, I want to go there. Okay, I'll take the G5, and pay, $20,000.
No, not that much.
Well, that's what a Gulfstream would cost in that ballpark. I think we did, Challenger was like 20. Yeah, probably Gulfstream's probably 25,000 just
really?
For that round trip.
For the round trip.
So they're going to sell that guy the round trip.
Yeah.
They're going to take him down, and you got to pay for the airplane to go back to New York without passengers. Then they're going to try to sell that leg, and they'll tell you, okay, if I sell that leg, we'll reduce your price for you. Will they reduce it in half? Don't know. It's a negotiation. How much can they sell it for? And
who
so
you
on.
Know?
Well, and that's the thing that all the open leg brokers are doing are trying to basically match up charter operators that have an open leg with people that need to get somewhere.
Right.
And it is negotiable, but there are minimums. So it depends on the size of the jet, and it's not going to be competitive with an airline ticket.
Even
a first class airline ticket, because you're getting the whole plane instead of one ticket.
Yeah, but if they get a flight,
and you're getting to go wherever, whenever you want. You're not going on the airline schedule. You're going whenever you decide to go.
Mm-hmm. But if they got to go anyway, and you're just taking a seat, I mean, that'd be the trick. You're saying if it's there, if they flew to Orlando, they're going to be here for a few days, and the plane's just sitting there. But I think I'm zeroing in on somebody who has the plane. They're going to be flying from Orlando to New York anyway on a Wednesday, and they might have an extra seat or two on the plane. Would they let me jump on and have fun?
Well, that all depends on the person that chartered the airplane.
Yeah.
Because if I charter an airplane to go from Orlando to New York, and it's got 9 seats on it, but I've only got 8 people going, am I going to go ahead and allow one other person who I have no idea who they are on that airplane?
Well, if it was me and I gave them like a free Just Plain Radio hat, and was like, hey, do you know who I am?
I would tie you onto a tether line on the back of the airplane. But the other part of that, though, is what Ed was just talking about, and that's illegal.
Yeah. Well, it's illegal. What do you mean it's illegal?
Basically, it's common carriage, and that it's even if it's a charter company, can they sell per seat?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know if that is a gray area or just a black area where you just can't do it. That's one of those things that I've not gotten deep enough into the rules, but I do know there are things to prove it. Think about the guy that was trying to set up thing with the this light airplanes, just, you know, sharing rides, sharing expenses, kind of like the Uber,
right?
Uber of airplanes,
yeah.
And how the FAA just has said absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's holding it out to the public.
Well,
that's
okay,
a charter operation.
It sounds like I'm back to hitchhiking. If I just hung out in the lobby there at Atlantic, you know, where just hang in the lobby and just see some pilots come in, see them, you know, park their jet out there, and hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, remember we met that girl that was hitchhiking around the country that way.
That's right. She was planning to hit all 50 states, and she was doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I could work a deal. I mean, you see the guys come in all the time. There's people flying from Orlando to New York all the time from here, aren't there?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And if I kind of went in there and just acted like I knew what I was doing, you know, would they kick me out or what would they do?
I think the police would be called.
But you do? Really? Oh, yeah. I mean, if I looked the part, maybe, well, what if I dressed up like a captain, like I knew, you know, wore a whole uniform kind of thing?
Well, then they would really kick you out because they'd be wondering, why in the world is this guy trying to bum a ride on our airplane? He's probably been kicked off or fired from his own job.
Well, give me a solution that'll work, boys. Come on, you're not helping me.
It's called Visa.
Plan. It's called a Visa?
MasterCard, Discover, Amex.
Keith has one of those, I know. But I'm just getting him to give it to me.
We knew we'd go there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is I either got to look at one of these online systems and see if I can find one of those links. But you've never done that yourself, and you haven't found anybody who's made that economically feasible, unless you were comparing.
Well, that depends on your definition of economically feasible.
Right. If you're comparing it to a $20,000, you know, charter flight already, and you can get it for $10, oh, that's a bargain.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're looking at, you know, some of the airfares now that the airlines have, you know, you really got to weigh that. And especially if you're using my credit card, you're going via the airlines.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
Okay, what about Uber for the skies? Is there such a thing? Have they worked this out yet?
No.
That's what the guy at Sun and Fun was trying to do, right?
Yeah.
And the FAA won't allow us to do that in the air just yet.
That's kind of a gray area, you know, because as a private pilot, you can share the expenses. But the problem is if you start getting in, this is what the FAA is looking at here. The FAA is looking at, you know, if you get a private pilot who is now taking other passengers for hire, so he's charging them to go someplace.
Yeah.
That's for hire, and a private pilot cannot do that via the regulations. So, you know, it has to be a pro rata share, which is what it is. But the problem is the way the FAA kind of gets around it is they look at it and say, if you want to take a friend with you, you can't charge him to go flying with you. You can only charge him his pro rata share. In other words, you have to pay just as much as they do.
So let's say the flight costs $200.
Mm-hmm.
They can only, and there was only one other person in the airplane, the maximum they can pay is $100. You have to pay the other $100.
And you're talking about just for fuel?
No. Whatever expenses are. If you rented an airplane for me and it costs $200 for the trip, mm-hmm. you could have him pay for half of it. So it could be more than just fuel.
Yeah.
Whatever your costs are.
But trying to work that out in a system like Uber, which is some companies or some guys are trying to do, FAA is still making it too difficult to be able to pull that off just yet.
Well, yeah. And you know, you got to think about that. You know, I mean, you know, Ed and I see this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Where we have pilots that are trained very, very well and that are very capable of doing the job,
yeah,
shall we say.
And then there's people like me.
Yep.
I just could tell where you guys were going.
No, you know, we have seen people. I mean, you know, I personally worked with a guy last year that, He was an instrument-rated pilot, and Ed can tell you I spent a long time working with him because he couldn't even land an airplane. But yet he was an instrument-rated pilot, and if that's the person that you're going to be flying with on this Uber flight.
Yeah, well, he can get you there. You just may not be able to go anywhere once you get there.
Well, that becomes an issue.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Yeah, help have yourself to that eggnog. There's a lot there, Ed.
And when you walk down
dunk that glass mousse into that bowl there and get a good gulp of it.
What do you mean? It's empty.
What?
Did you drink all that, Greg?
Oh, my God, it is gone. I didn't expect you to drink it that fast.
I had one cup.
Oh, boy. That wasn't a cup. That was the bowl, you big dummy. All right. Anyway, this is Just Plane Radio, and we're talking about flying for the holidays and then some.
No, you're not. You're talking about eggnog.
Well, true.
Well, that's kind of flying if you dose it up right.
You're high, that's for sure, one way or another, so I don't know. But we're not flying in a plane, at least, at this point. But we're talking about it. And, you know, before we continue on with some of that stuff and maybe connect with Abington and St. Bart's, we got some accolades for your flight school, flight training professionals.
Yeah, for the third year in a row, we've been recognized as a flight school on the honor roll of their Flight Training Excellence Award.
Nice.
You know, so and what's kind of special about that is that's customers going on to their survey, filling out their survey. So that's the customers given that to us, which I think is very special.
Oh, so it's like a TripAdvisor award type thing. Almost.
Yeah, they've gone in and reviews on how we do with key topics, and so that's third year in a row. It's an awesome honor. I noticed this year there weren't nearly as many that made the honor roll as years past. I mean, years past there were 80 or 100, and there were only about 35 schools on the honor roll this year.
Well, how do you make the honor roll? Is it a certain number of reviews or something?
Yeah,
or
the certain number of reviews and the percentage of the points. And
I saw the cool little statues they were handing out. Yeah, that was on AOPA Live last.
Yeah, that's
week,
for the top 10 and then there's one school gets the master award, and then one flight instructor gets the flight instructor award, and then there's some honorable mentions. And actually, for the first time this year, Evan Pickle, Maggie Larson, and myself made the flight instructor honor roll.
Very nice. Well, congratulations, Ed.
Yes. Well, Maggie and Evan were very surprised. Evan had no clue because I had talked to all of his customers and asked them to go, you know, and comment on him. And same thing with Maggie. So they were both, what's this? And I said, well, you know,
you
do good and you get recognized.
You and Maggie were key in my flight training. Now, I haven't got my certificate yet, but that still counts for something, doesn't it, Keith?
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to say, Maggie and Evan do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we are exceptionally proud to have them working with flight training professionals.
Excellent. Well, why aren't you on this list, Keith? I didn't hear him mention your name.
Well, you know, those who can't fly teach. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
And you don't even fly.
Well, you know, here's the deal. No, this is usually what I say. Those who can't fly teach. Those who can't teach evaluate, and those who can't evaluate administrate. And so that's where I'm at.
So you're going into politics, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'd vote for you over some of those idiots out there, but we're not going to go there.
Yeah. No. I don't do a lot of flight training at the flight school right now, so that's why I'm not on that list.
Well, if he did, he would be.
Yeah. Well, he's on a lot of people's list. I am. I know I'm on somebody's list. Probably you guys' list, actually.
But, I could give you a list of people that I'm on their list. So,
Well, being that you had to bring up politics, we probably should talk about it a little bit. Because, you know, one of the things that got brought up in the news with all the terrorism things that everybody's been having to deal with is the no-fly list thing. You know, the president brought it up with, you know, gun control and all that kind of thing. And despite how you feel about all that, I'm not going to go there. But the fact that they brought up these no-fly lists and how people are getting on them, have you heard about this stuff? I mean,
sure.
You know,
deal with the daily, well, the airlines do.
Well, they have to deal with this. And I guess one of the ways you can possibly get on it. Or people have got on it in the past. Now, I think they've cleared this up a little bit, but, you know, taking one-way flights, you know, when I bring up this charter flight stuff, if I were to jump on some of those one-way flights and I was flying over to the Caribbean or someplace over to...
Exactly, and I do one-way flights all the time.
That's not a no-fly list, though. That's something different. That's, you know, if you are...
Well, you can get on the no-fly list if you start doing those type of flights. You kind of raise a potential red flag if they see a guy like me, you know, flying solo. And say, for instance, like in August, I got to go to Mali, which is a Muslim country. But, you know, there's nothing no problem there. But going one of the routes I could go through to get to Mali in 2016 is going to be... And by the way, when I say Mali, not the one in Africa, the one in South India. So that's, or in India, off the coast of India, southern tip of India. So that's not the Mali where all the terrorism's going on. So
that's correct. India is not a country that is under, you know, scrutiny.
Right. But there's another Mali that was actually, that's where they had one of their terrorist incidents. So we're not, I'm not, that's a different area altogether. But one of the routes to get to where I need to go is going to be through Turkey. You know, right on the, you know, Istanbul and those kind of things. And there's not really any problem flying into Turkey, but you're right on the edge of all the activity that's, you know, in the news right now. And if I'm flying a one-way flight to Turkey because I want to come back maybe through London, you know, red flags going off left and right. And I'll, next thing you know, I'm on another list. And this one actually is one I would care about, which would be a no-fly list.
No, they check your actual whole itinerary, so they know that you're coming back and coming back a different direction.
Yeah.
And so that really doesn't affect you as much as, you know, things like, you know, if you are a felon, if you have a felony on your record, things like that, or...
Now, Ed's looking at me right now with his eyebrows raised. No, I am not a felon, just for the record.
You know, but, you know, those... fly list, yeah. Or if you have a name that is very similar or the same as somebody who is on the no-fly or a like that,
yeah,
or that is has been associated
or
things have been associated with Al-Qaeda, something like that. That's how you get on there. Which, by the way, there are plenty of people that work for the Homeland Security doing
what kind of
frisking at the airport that are on the no-fly list.
So the ones that are on the list are the ones doing the pat downs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Where are you getting your information? The internet? I've never heard this. What are you talking about?
It was all over the news. If you just watch the news lately, after they talked about all these, you know, needing to put this gun control into effect because, you know, that's going to stop all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
right, right.
And they're talking about how they need to look at the no-fly list again, which is interesting because they thought that they should take those away and we shouldn't have no-fly lists. And now they're thinking about, you know, people that are on the no-fly list not allowing any of them to have any kind of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I forget what the percentage that they said, of the people that work for Homeland Security are actually on that list.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
You know,
that's a little nutty.
That came right from CNN News, the Crash News Network.
Well, okay, then it must be true.
Ooh, well, it has to be true if the Crash News Network said it.
True. So, okay, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just not, I mean, there's just one more thing you got to be aware of, I guess, if you're going to be flying like that and doing these one-way flights. I would imagine, even though you would get the clearance on a private jet charter like I've been talking about, you still got to go through security and customs, you know, and stuff like that.
So you have to go through customs.
And you might.
You have to go through customs, and a charter flight would still have to list you on that airplane, and they have to do a background check. Mm-hmm. Everybody that charters an airplane has to get a background check. They have they have to be run through a no-fly list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
you can't be on the list. They can't be on the list. But that wouldn't necessarily make you or potentially create a red flag to put you on the list. They'll look at more than that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. Well, then I still want to fly on a private jet. You guys just got to find somebody. Don't you just know somebody who could fly me up to New York or over to, you know, Mali, to the Maldives? That's where I need to go. And I mean, we got until August to work this out. We can just go over there.
Yeah. You buy the jet, I will fly you.
Can we just borrow it? Don't you know somebody who has
you do so much traveling, so you might as well just buy it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ed?
I think Kurt's right.
We know what kind of plane I want to fly, but if I was going to pay someone to fly it for me like Keith, it would be a much more lavish, like a G6.
Well, there you go.
A G6.
That'll take you to the Maldives.
That will.
Where's Keith's credit card? I think we got this.
You buy the airplane, not with my credit card. You buy it.
You didn't say that part.
It's time for you to flip the bill on something.
I'll purchase it with your credit card. I think that's a pretty good deal for me. More coming up.
Yeah.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Hey, kids. I heard on the news that an airline pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way in from New York.
You serious, Clark?
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith, the flight training professionals. And now we are joined by our friend Abington from the Abington Watch Company, who is in St. Bart's. Abington, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Yeah, I mean, actually... You know, I wish I was you kind of right now. You're in St. Bart's, like hanging out at the beach right now. Everybody listening right now, I'm sure hate your guts because it's not nearly as nice as it is where they are compared to where you are right now. Am I right?
That's probably pretty true. I'm in a bathing suit and I have a dress on and I'm wearing flip flops.
Okay.
And that's not what people up in the States are doing, especially being the East Coast.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Keith is with us too. So I think you just made his day just by that description. You hear what I'm saying? Am I right, Keith?
It's a perfect visual for me.
Right. Exactly. So let's explain what you're doing in St. Bart's.
She's got a bathing suit on and a dress and flip-flops. What more do you need to know? I mean,
Greg. From a flying standpoint, you're kind of on a little break in between, cruise in the Caribbean. Am I right or what?
Kind of. I mean, I'm pretty much just using my flight benefits to go visit different places. And that's why part of the reason why I joined an airline was to get some travel. I've never been in this area of the world. I've flown in a lot of places, but never the Caribbean. So I'm going to do a little bit of exploring.
Very nice. So you're based in San Juan. That's where you're working with this airline right now. And you had a few days off. So how did this work? They just said, hey, we got a spare seat. We're going to St. Bart's. You want to go kind of thing? Is that how it happened or what? How'd this go?
Well, pretty much what happened was I went up to the gate and I looked at all the different flights that were departing out of San Juan. I saw one at 10 o'clock that was coming out to St. Bart. And I said, hey, do you guys have any room on your flight? And they said, yeah, we do. And I said, okay, can you list me? Could I jump seat? And they said, yeah, sure, $7. And I said, okay.
And $7 to St. Bart's. And did they say yes or did they go, oui, oui? Because it's a French island. Isn't it St. Bart's French or what?
Yes, that is true. However, I was in San Juan's and they speak English there. When I got to St. Bart and I had to clear customs, the customs guy did say bonjour. So that's when I turned the French on.
You turned the French. You know French. You can speak French. Well, what else do you need to know besides oui? Say, can you show me where to oui or oui? That's all you really need to know, right? Yes, and where's the restroom?
Maybe a couple other things.
Other things, like how can I eat some snails or escargots? You got any of those on the menu? No, but it's a real beautiful place, though. I've seen pictures. I have not been.
There's a few other things that she says to me, too, but we'll keep those, just between us.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. But it's the language of love, which obviously,
That's for Abington and I.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was trying to say this delicately, but yeah. Well, I don't
je parle pour vous tout le temps.
Oh, no. Bless you. And anyway. Okay, so, what are you seeing? I mean, or what are you doing? Just chilling out on the beach? Are you going to do some sightseeing or mingling with the folks there on the island or what?
Definitely. I'm staying at a resort on the east side of the island called La Guanahani. And I went paddleboarding today. I did some snorkeling. I swam with some turtles, completely wild, just in the lagoon.
Wow.
Hung out on the beach. The funny thing, Greg, is they were kind of having trouble finding the room for me because Victoria's Secret has completely booked out this hotel for a fashion shoot.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm hanging out with the supermodels, eating good food,
drinking
good wine.
So now we find out the real reason why Abington is there.
Yeah.
I came for the Victoria's Secret supermodels. That's right.
We're going to see her in some kind of magazine or something coming up.
No.
I have a feeling. Yeah, she probably has one of those crazy bras. But regardless, now you're getting on me to get a plane, Keith, that you can fly. So now we have a place to go. See, isn't this enough incentive to open up your credit card and bust the limit out?
To go, Greg.
Yeah,
we've had plenty of places to go. You just need to.
This sounds like a mission, though. Now, I mean, you hear what she just said? There's a Victoria's Secret supermodel thing going on in St. Bart's and Abington. Our friends there. She knows people, and I don't know. How did you fly in there? You got on this jump seat, but you were telling me before. We went on the air to set this up that it was on a Pilatus. Is that the deal? Was it a private charter or was it actually a regular charter flight to St. Bart's?
No, it's a regular airline flight. They just use Pilatus. It was a PC-12 and It was pretty cool. I got to sit in the back. Tradewinds is the name of the airline, and they just do a lot of the different flying around the Caribbean. I believe they also fly around the Northeast as well, around the New York area.
Yeah, I've heard of
them. I'm not sure what they use up there.
Well, I need to fly to New York. I need to fly to New York at the end of March, so we can go up there end of March, beginning of April, and then fly straight down to St. Bart's.
Sounds fantastic.
Can you line up the Victoria's Secret models there while you're there and kind of hobnob, make sure they're planning to be there at the same time when we want to
visit? Tell them Greg's coming. They'll stay.
Okay.
Or they'll leave. Don't tell them that. tell them I won't be there, and maybe they'll stay put. I don't know. But, no, that sounds like a pretty nice little perk to being a commercial pilot. Are you finding that to be the case there, Abington, or what?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic perk. I've used my benefits so far to travel to see the family back in England, to see my family in Phoenix. I'm definitely using them to the max. I've gone everywhere, and I plan on definitely touring all from Trinidad to Miami, every little island in between.
Pilots with benefits. You know, there, it does have kind of a ring to it. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just for people that she cares about, which would be, well, pretty much Keith. Ed and me are out of luck. Am I right, Keith?
Yes, you are.
Of course. That's what I figured. But on the bright side, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. Tyson News.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.